Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one would think that there is one item we can all agree on, which is that political violence is evil. It is not acceptable. There's a great statement on that basis on the Senate floor by Senator Ben Sass, who was on the show with us yesterday. Obviously, political violence is not what happens in a rule of law democratic republic like ours. Political violence is wrong, and especially when it involves murder. But what about the fact today when there is an intended murderer, well-armed, serious attack, apparently intending to murder Justice of the Supreme Court, Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh? I mean, this is very, very serious. The man was arrested in the neighborhood of Kavanaugh, and he told cops he wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice over the impending abortion decision from the court. Now, he's not only a diseased, evil murderer, he's also an idiot. I mean, Kavanaugh didn't even write the opinion. Why is he attacking Kavanaugh? I mean, you'd think he'd go after Alito. Maybe you can find the addresses of both of them, because they've both been doxxed. They've both been the subject of people in effect calling for some kind of physical revenge. I mean, let's just go back in time for a moment here with all of this conversation going on. Chuck Schumer went up to the steps of the Supreme Court back in May of 2020. This is before Biden even took the presidency, obviously. In May of 2020, Schumer went up with a bunch of other Democratic leaders, and he said this, addressed this to Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, using extreme rhetoric, for which he was later criticized by a range of people, including Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts. Here's what Senator Schumer said. Clip 15.
They're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind. And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Okay, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price? I know it's a biblical invocation, but really, Senator Schumer. And then today we have, this is actually from May, but we will count it as our tweet of the day because it's particularly appropriate as a tweet today.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from Lori Lightfoot. It came out back in May, last month. So it's not that long ago, and she addressed it to my friends in the LGBTQ community. Of course, she is the first lesbian mayor in the history of the city of Chicago. She says, to my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. What does it mean when you say a call to arms? Does it mean to equip yourself with a gun, pepper spray, zip ties, more? This is the way CNN's law enforcement correspondent, Whitney Wild, explained the man, the armed California man, who turned up near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this morning. He's been identified, by the way, as Nicholas John Roski. Law enforcement sources have just disclosed. Here's what CNN had to say about him. Listen, clip 18.
He called 911 and said he was having suicidal thoughts. Once police took him into custody, they found in his backpack and in his suitcase a black tactical chest rig, a Glock 17, pepper spray, zip ties, a hammer, screwdrivers, a long list of other items, including hiking boots. And while they were doing this investigation, they read him his Miranda rights, and it was through this interview they did with him in which he said his intention was to kill the Supreme Court justice inside that home and then kill himself. He was angered over the leaked abortion ruling. He was also concerned that the justice would side with the Second Amendment, that he would loosen gun laws. This is another high-profile opinion coming out of the Supreme Court soon.
Okay, this is, he's been identified as Nicholas John Roski. He told officers he wanted to, quote, give his life purpose. And so he purchased the gun and other items for the purpose of breaking into Kavanaugh's home and killing the justice and then himself. Roski admitted in a second interview with the FBI of his intent to kill Kavanaugh and himself, according to an affidavit in the support of the criminal complaint. Roski told detectives that he was upset about the leak of a recent Supreme Court draft decision regarding the right to an abortion, as well as to the recent school shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and believed Kavanaugh would side with Second Amendment decisions that would loosen gun control laws, according to the affidavit. And this is all made more chilling by the fact that this month, there was a murder of a judge. And a murder of a judge in Wisconsin that didn't get as much attention as it deserved. It was a murder perpetrated by a guy named Douglas K. Udy. He broke into the home of a former Juneau County Circuit Judge, John Romer. We talked about this. He tied him up with zip ties to a chair and then shot him several times and killed him. Then he went downstairs in the basement of the home and shot himself. He died on Saturday. But his body remained, it died brain dead. His body remained on life support until Tuesday to allow for organ donation, the release said. Judge Romer, 68, was killed Friday in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, his home. It's the state's Justice Department said in a statement that Udy was identified as a suspect and was found in the basement of the home with apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds. This is all so horrifying and terrifying and wildly inappropriate. Ben Sasse's comment on the floor of the Senate. He's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says, thank God that law enforcement stopped this lunatic. Political violence is un-American. President Biden needs to personally and forcefully condemn violence and threats against Supreme Court justices. His oath of office demands nothing less. Majority Leader Schumer needs to publicly recant of his lunatic shrieking on the steps of the Supreme Court that Brett Kavanaugh will reap the whirlwind. This isn't a lot of passion. Someone could get killed. God forbid that others should be killed. There's more and more indications of Democrats who basically are treating the Supreme Court as a target. There's a book that's been written in defense of the Supreme Court. It's an outstanding book. It's by Senator Mike Lee, whose father was Solicitor General of the United States under President Reagan, which meant that as a small boy, Senator Lee was actually taken to pleadings before the Supreme Court in which his father, the Solicitor General, played a role. We will be speaking later on to Mike Lee. We'll also be speaking to a great legal scholar who has just resigned, left Georgetown University Law Center. Why? To defend the idea of freedom of speech. More and more on the attempt, apparent attempt, on Justice Kavanaugh's life. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about violence and threats of violence creeping into our politics. Now, of course, this comes right before the beginning of the a big televised extravaganza. It's going to be carried in most networks live and not on Fox, but it will be carried on most other networks tomorrow when the House Select Committee, which includes 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans, the Republicans, of course, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who's retiring from Congress, but the hearings begin tomorrow night, and they are really about why violence, even when the violence isn't specifically murderous, but violence attacking police officers, causing injuries, sending 140 officers to require medical attention, it's a serious matter. And there will be discussion of that starting tomorrow. So today we have a reminder that it is hardly a tendency that is limited to the right. This is something where the left has been actually talking, as you heard from Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate. He wasn't at the time that he made that statement, but he was working to be. I mean, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You are going to face the consequences. What is he talking about? And then when you have the mayor of Chicago, Democrat, of course, the mayor of Chicago saying that right now the potential decision on Roe v. Wade, which was leaked, that decision actually should be a call to arms? What does it mean when you're talking about a call to arms and then all of a sudden you have people showing up at a Supreme Court justice's home? Imagine how he feels. I mean, first of all, to withstand all of the incredibly stupid indictments of him that were made at the time of his confirmation. And you listen, we're going to be talking later with Professor Ilya Shapiro, who has just resigned from Georgetown University Law Center because of the ridiculous double standards on speech. They permitted and in fact encouraged, validated, a faculty member describing Justice Kavanaugh as a serial rapist. Serial rapist. And this based upon utterly unsupported, no evidence for it, just one person's recollection from high school. From high school, not even from college. That and it wasn't a claim of rape. It was a claim that he grabbed her and hugged her outside the clothes when they all had too much to drink in a boozy afternoon. And do I believe that it happened? I don't believe that it happened. But do I believe that all of a sudden when you are attacking people on this level, as people on the left do, that it has consequences? And this is part of the tendency on the press that I think is so lamentable and that we have to stand up against. Earlier in the day, we were talking before about Whitney Wild, who is a justice correspondent for CNN. And the news was still coming out about this incident and about the individual from California, his last name is Roski, who was arrested with these plans to murder Justice Kavanaugh. And notice the way that the reporter, Whitney Wild, is very determined to affix blame equally to right and left on something like this. This is clip 17.
This man is, he's an adult man from California. We don't yet know what the nature of the threat was. We don't know what language the threat was or what kind of weapon this man might have had, if he had one at all, because the information at this point is just so thin. But this certainly contributes to this overall threat landscape we've been talking a lot about. The major concern here with this abortion ruling from federal officials, and they've been sounding the alarm on this for about a month, is that Supreme Court justices will certainly be, you know, potentially targeted by violent extremists who are angered over this pending ruling that is poised to strike down Roe v. Wade. This is an extremely passionate issue. There are emotions on both sides. Federal officials have made clear over and over they believe the risk truly comes from both sides of this abortion debate.
Okay, honestly, where is there evidence that there has been some kind of fatal threat from the pro-life side, which, of course, would be the greatest irony? Now, you want to talk back in history? You want to talk about 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Yes, there were bombings and there were shootings and there were murders from the pro-life side, which were totally and rightly condemned. And by the way, they said we don't know what he was carrying. The California man in his 20s was armed with a gun and a knife. This from the Associated Press. According to law enforcement officials, the man whose identity has not been released arrived in a taxi early in the morning. And then he told law enforcement officers he wanted to kill Kavanaugh. The Washington Post originally reported the arrest, quoting sources who said the man also was carrying burglary tools. He told the police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the court is about to overrule Roe v. Wade, the court's landmark abortion case. The justices have been provided round-the-clock security at their homes amid concerns about violence following the court's ultimate decision when it's announced. This is a flashback to Jen Psaki. Back in this May, just a couple of weeks ago, she was questioned by Peter Ducey about the doxing of Supreme Court justices, giving out their addresses so people could protest at their homes. Listen to her response. Clip 19.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document.
Okay, in other words, she won't condemn it directly. Mitch McConnell will. Later in the show, we're going to play some of what Mitch had to say on the Senate floor, which was outstanding. He, by the way, I mentioned the case in Wisconsin, where the judge was actually murdered in his home, retired judge. And that killer had in his car a hit list with 13 names on it. Mitch McConnell was one of the people he wanted to kill. He also wanted to kill, apparently, Governor Whitmer of Michigan and Governor Evers of Wisconsin, both Democrats. That would-be assassin. Actually, he's not just a would-be assassin. He was an assassin. He killed the judge in Wisconsin and then killed himself. He just formally died on Saturday. Coming up, what happened in the California primary? There was actually an extraordinarily important election verdict in San Francisco, of all places. We'll talk to Jen Horn of KRLA Radio coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me one.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a big primary in the nation's largest state, by far the nation's largest state, the state of California. And even though the exodus from California has been pronounced, it remains by far the one state with over 50 members of Congress. Jen Horn has been covering California politics since she was a child for many years. And she is the morning show host on KRLA and in Los Angeles and KTIE in Riverside County, as well as co-host of the nationally syndicated DJV show. And she's also vice president and general manager of CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, Jen, some surprises last night. I mean, a lot of people paying attention to two big races in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. Let's talk about Los Angeles first. It is pretty amazing that in this primary, the first place, and I believe this is held up, hasn't it? The most votes, the plurality, went to a recent Republican.
Imagine this, and it's so nice to be with you, Michael. I apologize for my voice. I've been up covering too much, and I think I have a little sinus infection. But Rick Caruso is a billionaire. He is a developer. If you've been to California, he's created the Americana in Glendale, the Grove in Los Angeles. He was a Republican. Then he shifted to be an independent. And just weeks before he declared his campaign, his run for mayor of Los Angeles, he switched to Democrat. And what's really interesting about this race is his
ability to beat out Karen Bass, who was supposed to be coronated. The congresswoman from L.A. was supposed to have just an easy flow to become the next mayor of L.A. And Rick Caruso has definitely put a little cog in the wheel for her. She, I think, really underestimated who she was running against. She did not spend a lot of money. She did not do a lot of campaign events. And Rick Caruso has been out there, mind you, in very he makes sure that all of the details are there. He doesn't do a lot of walking out on the street or going to community festivals. He has a lot of well-managed, meticulously planned events, but he's been spending a lot of his own money to take on Karen Bass. So far, $40 million, and that got him the top spot last night, which surprised a lot of people. And even just looking at what the numbers look like in L.A., and it was a low voter turnout election, but if you take into account, there was one other major candidate in the race, Kevin De Leon. If you add Karen Bass and Kevin De Leon together, Rick Caruso still has a very good chance, I think, moving into November. And he's got a lot of celebrity power behind him. It's unbelievable, but he's got Snoop Dogg and Gwyneth Paltrow and a whole lot of celebrities.
Kim Kardashian. Hasn't Kim Kardashian?
Yes, to support him.
So what about Kanye? Kanye taking a position?
You know, I haven't seen Kanye's position on L.A. mayor, but I think it was so interesting. And you may know this person, Erica Smith, who writes for the L.A. Times. I believe she was the one responsible for calling Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy during the recall. She had this article this week before the election. I think it came out in Monday's L.A. Times. And she said she could not believe the black men like Snoop Dogg and black men in L.A. looking at polling that were supporting Rick Caruso over Karen Bass. And she said, clearly this must be sexism because black men could not be pushed into voting for a woman. And this just shows how the far left, which is running L.A., is really missing the message that people are tired of homelessness. They're tired of crime, of smash and grab robberies, follow home robberies. I mean, L.A. has turned into a really tough place to live and feel safe. And, you know, every minority group wants to feel like they can send their kids to school. And I think it's really funny that everybody boils it down to you have to vote for someone because of their gender or their race.
Yeah, you bet. And what does first Karen Bass, there's this a gigantic homeless crisis. It's the worst in the country. We've known that for many years. Nothing has happened under Mayor Garcetti. So what does Karen Bass propose to do about literally tens of thousands of homeless people living on the sidewalks of L.A.?
What she wants to do is more of the same. She constantly says that she wants to get the federal government, because she is so well connected with the Fed, she wants to get them involved in helping Los Angeles. And, Michael, the sad thing is that a lot of these politicians are missing what's happening on the streets. We have a crisis of mental illness and drug addiction. Yes, there is a small piece where it is housing issues or economic issues that can be dealt with. But by and large, the people who are living on the streets and choosing to live there and not take part in any of these programs that offer shelter, they've got mental illness issues, and they sometimes use that to, you know, put the Band-Aid on them by getting involved with drugs, and you have a huge problem. And so she continues to go down the road, doubling down on what Garcetti did, which is more money. We just recently, a couple of years ago, passed a measure, Triple H, which added more to the sales tax of Los Angeles to provide more housing. And the government, of course, does what the government does in L.A., and they haven't been able to create affordable housing. In fact, the results of this Triple H measure, the median cost of the houses they built so far is $745,000. I mean, it's ridiculous. You could go and buy a house for that amount of money. Not a great one, but you could already buy a condo or do better.
Or something.
Something.
I mean, so what about Rick Caruso? He's a can-do kind of guy. He's built a lot of beautiful properties in L.A. What's he going to do about the homeless issue?
Well, and this is where this is actually what brought me into his camp officially. If you listen to Rick Caruso, he doesn't talk about housing. He talks about beds. And so the reason for that is there is a law on the books that says if you arrest someone, you can offer them a choice between incarceration and rehab if you have a certain ratio in a number of available beds. So Rick Caruso knows that. And he has said what he's going to do is allow the LAPD and the LA Sheriff's Department to actually follow through on arrests, right? for drug use or for illegal camping, actually enforce laws that are already on the books, not create anything new, but just simply enforce the ones that are there. And then if once those people are in the system, give them a choice. Do you want to go to jail or do you want to go to rehab? And that's about, I think, as close to a forced care situation as we can get constitutionally in the country and in the state. But it actually gets people into a place where they can get some help, because truly you cannot not be empathetic when you look at people who are living and dying on the streets of L.A. and the drugs are running rampant. This is at least some way to get them clean and at least give them an opportunity to be a little more clear thinking, to make some decisions about how to get out of the current situation that they're in.
Okay, Jen, I want to also talk about Chesa Boudin, who is he's been competing with your prosecutor Gaskin in L.A. for the worst prosecutor in the country, and he's a child of the revolution, as they say. Well, they just had a voting revolution in San Francisco. I mean, 60-40, he got creamed. Recalled, and to talk about what that means, and I know that people can't get too celebratory because the replacement prosecutor for San Francisco County is going to be appointed by the Democratic mayor, London Breed. Mm-hmm. But having said all of that, this is an awfully big victory, and even President Biden appears to have commented about it. What does that mean? Any efforts to get rid of the prosecutor in L.A., Gaskin?
Yeah, and I don't have to tell you that San Francisco is not a Republican area of California, so 60-40 means that Democrats are tired of this nonsense, too. And Gascon, the recall effort for him is going well. They're gathering signatures. They've got, about another month to collect a few more, but they've been verifying as they go. So they're getting very close to their goal. And I would imagine if they can get it on the ballot, George Gascon has a lot to worry about.
Yeah, and if you can hang on, we will continue the conversation with Jen Horn of KRLA's morning show in Los Angeles, and talk about the issue of crime, the issue of homelessness, and who's next among suspect prosecutors. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with Jen Horn of KRLA Radio in Los Angeles. And Jen is the co-host of the morning show there on KRLA. And a big primary yesterday in California. And there is, before we get to San Francisco, where the news is just astonishing, there's something else that was very surprising, is that this is just a primary election, so nobody actually gets elected. But something that hasn't happened in L.A. in California in 14 years. Actually, it's more than that. That hasn't happened since 2006. So you can say 16 years. But there was a Republican who won a plurality of the vote in the jungle primary for statewide office. And he's going to be in the final election for controller of the state of California, which is one of the statewide offices. I'm talking about a friend of this show. You've heard him here many times, Lan He Chen, who was a former top policy advisor to Mitt Romney. So, Jen, were you at all surprised by how well Lan He did getting into the primary and having now a shot, everyone is saying, in the general election?
Well, there's pre-Gen and then there's after election Gen, Michael. So pre-Gen, I had every hope in the world that Lan He Chen was going to finish first. I felt very confident about it. But, you know, as a Californian lifelong, you kind of get shellacked every election day, right? So, yes, I'm happily surprised that he came in first. Not surprised because I think he's a fantastic candidate. And what was interesting to note about him is that the LA Times actually came out with an endorsement of Lan He Chen, which is unheard of for a Republican candidate. And so, you know, I think there is a push towards realizing that we need some oversight. I mean, we are seeing California run crazy. It's run amok. It's running into the ground. People are leaving the state in droves. And so what can we do? We need to have some sense of oversight. And what Lan He Chen can do, controller may not seem like a glamorous office, but he's going to be able to go in and audit how taxpayer dollars are spent. And I think that's really important, especially when you have bullet trains that went nowhere. They're still dumping money into that project, even though we were told that it was over and basically they were scrapping it. There are all sorts of things that can be looked at in Lonnie Chen's office, and I feel very optimistic that he is going to be the first Republican to win statewide office in November.
That would be an awesome development. Here's what President Biden said about the message from Tuesday's primaries. And for once, I think he might have a point. This is clip 21.
I think the voters sent a clear message last night. Both parties have to step up and do something about crime as well as gun violence. And I sent, as you recall, with the first major bill we passed, we gave the states and localities billions of dollars to have, and encouraged them to use it to hire police officers and reform the police department. Very few have done it.
Okay, look, the part that you can't get behind is the idea that you solve crime by just giving billions of dollars. It's a typical Democratic response. Mm-hmm. But at least the president is recognizing that people are getting upset across the country about the constantly rising crime, right, Jen?
Yeah, and I think there's two issues, and he might be conflating them there. I think he's putting in the issue of gun control along with the issue of crime. And I do believe that they're separate issues, especially for us in California. We have the most restrictive gun laws in the entire country, and we also have the most mass shootings in the entire country. And so I don't know if more restrictions on guns is going to stop crime. In fact, I think it might increase it, because if you make it harder for the good guys to get guns, maybe you're going to have more bad guys out there who are going to be doing the crimes that we're all so much against. But I will say he's right, and I think a lot of Democrats are waking up that this defund the police message is not popular, that criminal justice reform, while everybody says, yes, we don't want to put people who are innocent into prison, we don't want it to be based on the color of their skin, no one wants to see that on the Republican or the Democrat side of the aisle. But I think we need to be careful about conflating criminal justice reform in with just letting criminals run amok. And certainly,
well, just letting criminals run amok. That was a problem in San Francisco. Chesa Boudin,
yes,
whose mother spent most of her life, I believe, in prison for murder because she was a Weather Underground. Now, you can't blame somebody for their parents, but you can blame them for their own ideology. Explain what this no cash bail meant to San Francisco and what it meant to Boudin getting thrown out in a 60-40 vote in this recall.
Yeah, it has been it's been a problem both in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, where you don't have to have any cash basically to get out of jail. If you get arrested, you get right back out on the street again. And I will tell you, personally, here in Los Angeles, I had a homeless woman who, and I may have told you this story, Michael, she came to my patio, she set up shop, and she tried to live here. I called the LAPD, they didn't come. The next day, I got her out of my yard, she comes back again, and they arrested her for the 150th time.
And wait, how did you get her out of the yard?
I had to call my dad, I had to call people in, I finally was like, trying to convince her that she doesn't live here, and I have a fully gated yard. She still managed her way in, and then came back the next day, and that's when the LAP finally showed up, and I said, what happens to this woman? Well, this is her 150th arrest, ma'am. She'll be in jail for a couple of hours, and she'll be back out again. And this is a problem. You've got people who rob a store at 7 a.m. I mean, there's a story in Glendale, California from just about, I don't know, 3 months ago, where a guy committed three robberies, armed robberies, and was arrested twice. I mean, he committed the robbery, was arrested out the same day, committed another one, arrested, and then finally committed a third, and that's when they kept him in jail. I mean, it's insane that this is somehow the thing, because they're trying to make things even so that people who are poor and don't have money can get out. There's got to be a way that we can do better, because you have, and it's very telling, you have someone like Clarence Avant, whose wife was murdered. This is a lifelong Democrat. The wife was the one who introduced Barack Obama to the state of California years ago. She's murdered in a follow-home robbery, and now he's the one who's out there backing the former Republican Rick Caruso. He's been part of the recall effort against Gaston because people realize that this doesn't have to do with your socioeconomic class. It doesn't have to do with your skin color. It doesn't have to do with your gender. It has to do with the fact that we have to have safe cities. And Chesa Boudin started to walk back his ideology on no cash bail. He started to walk back messages that he had said about defunding the police because he knew he was in trouble. And truly, this is part of a grand scheme, Michael. We've got, I know a lot of people bristle when you mention George Soros, but you have 75 people in district attorney's offices who were backed by George Soros. They don't have to convince people of their policies if they can just spend money installing in these local elections these people who are just going to act, you know, in a way that doesn't involve the will of the people. They're just going to act unilaterally to make decisions in their office, and then all of a sudden we're overrun with these leftist policies that no one actually voted on. We just have these DAs who had a lot of money pushed at them from people like George Soros who want to see these policies rolled out across the country.
And this does not represent a majority of the Democratic Party, let alone of the electorate in general. That's what's so striking in San Francisco. I mean, the idea of, and this is after they had recalled three of those idiot school board members who had presided on the change of names of 44 schools that were not even open at the time because we were in the middle of lockdowns and pandemic. And look, the majority of Democrats, I honestly don't believe that they feel we should take Abraham Lincoln and George Washington's name off of our schools or off of our public places. And the fact that we have Lonnie Chen coming up on the ballot gives some statewide hope. The other piece of statewide hope that I noticed last night, Jen, was the victory statement by Governor Newsom, who of course will be going on to a primary election, up to a general election where he doesn't have much. Didn't that sound to you like he was announcing his candidacy for president?
Oh, he announced it. You know, it's very funny on our show, The Morning Answer in Los Angeles. I said, here's how he went. When they started talking about abortion laws, he said California will be a sanctuary state for abortion. That is how a white man can get elected in the Democratic Party today. He is fully running for president.
Yeah, well, again, that at least could give California some relief, and he will not win nationwide. Seems, at least to me, very far-fetched for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.